Hello?
Hi, is this Alex?
Yes.
Hi, this is Stephanie calling you back with Local Splash.
Hey, Stephanie.
Did I catch you at a better time?
Nope, yep, it's definitely a better time now.
Okay, great. So are you ready to get this started, get signed up?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I really only need about 10 to 15 more minutes of your time. What I'll do is, so the process is I gather some basic information from you, and then we schedule you in for a client interview, okay? It'll be about 30 to 45 minutes with a technician, and they'll go over content for your listing. Just make sure everything I have put down is accurate, and then answer any questions you may have. And then I'll also process your first month payment as well, okay?
All right.
So Alex is your first name, A-L-E-X?
No, it's actually Peter Alex Velas. I go by Alex.
Okay, so the legal name is Peter Alex?
Yes.
And what's your last name?
V as in Victory, A-L-A-L-A-S.
Okay. And what is the best email address for you, Peter? Or Alex, I'm sorry.
AIREAC@gmail.com. So AIRE solutionsac@gmail.com.
Okay. And then the best contact number for clients to reach you, that's 727-481-7424.
Yes. But I'm going to give you a different number, not right this second, but I'm going to sign up and get another number to give you.
That's fine. Yeah, that's totally fine. Okay. And then how you would like your company to appear on that first page is AIRE Solutions, Inc.
Correct.
Okay. And then do you want to be the only one to have access to your account, or do you have a partner or a spouse that you want to include as well?
No, just me is fine.
Okay. We're going to use the services that you offer, we're going to use those as keywords. So you get to pick and choose up to 15 different variations.
Okay.
Pertaining to your services. So, all right. Let's see here. Okay,
well,
so like HVAC, air conditioning installation, heating installation.
Do you know the keywords? What, would you tell her 15 keywords that are really good?
AC installation, AC repair,
you writing these out, Stephanie?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Let me ask you, can you do a search and see what are the most searched keywords?
So we actually, during a client interview, the technician will be very knowledgeable in regards to the keywords that will work best. What I'm doing is essentially just making their job a little bit easier so they have something to base off of, right? And you're open to commercial work?
Yes.
Okay.
So they're going to fine-tune the keywords and make them the best one?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So, and then you target residential and commercial?
Yes.
And do you also offer heating installation, like water heater?
No.
Okay.
Central AC?
Central AC, okay. Perfect. Okay. And are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay.
Rheem AC.
What was that?
Rheem, R-H-E-E-M-A-C.
R-H-E-E-M-A-C. Okay.
Train, T-R-A-T-R-A-N-E. AC.
Train AC.
Train. Yep.
Okay.
Systems.
Okay.
well, when someone searches, when they put in like
new AC units.
What was that?
New AC units.
New AC units. Okay.
Duct work repair.
Okay.
Mini split installation.
Mini split installation. Okay.
Coil cleaning.
Coil cleaning. Okay.
Freon leak repair.
Okay. Is that F-R-E-O-N? Do you know if that's the correct
yes.
one? Okay.
New heat pump.
Okay.
And then new AC system.
Okay.
How many we got there?
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You have 15. There you go.
Okay. Alright.
Okay. And you said you are licensed and insured, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, you get to pick and choose the areas that you would like to target, within that radius that you're looking to be found. So we're going to get you listed in Clearwater, but what surrounding areas would you like to target?
Now, do you want to do, like, mileage from the zip code, or you want city names?
City names.
Okay, so Dunedin.
How do you spell that?
D-U-N-E-D-I-N.
Okay.
Palm Harbor.
Okay.
And it's H-A-R-B-O-R.
O-R, okay.
Oldsmar, O-L-D-S-M-A-R.
Okay.
Obviously Clearwater.
Mm-hmm.
Largo.
Okay.
Seminole.
C-E-M-I-N-O-L?
Yes.
Okay.
Bel Air. B-E-L-L-A-I-R.
Okay. Two words, right?
Bel Air is one word.
Okay.
Yeah, B-E-L-L. What is it? Bel Air. Make sure I'm spelling it correctly.
Let's see. Bel Air. Florida.
Yeah, B-E-L-L-E-A-I-R.
B-E-L-L-E-A-I-R.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, B-E-L-L-E-A-I-R.
Okay. Now, as far as your hours of operation.
You want to give me the rest?
Oh, yeah, if you have more, absolutely.
Yeah. And St. Petersburg.
Okay, so as long as it's within a 20-mile radius, we can get you found there, okay?
It is.
Okay.
Everything I'm giving you is...
Holiday.
Holiday, with one L?
Yes.
Okay.
And Tarpon Springs.
Okay.
And, what's the other one? You got Largo, Tarpon Springs, Safety Harbor, Oldsmar, Madeira Beach,
M-A-D...
E-I-R-A Beach.
Okay.
St. Pete Beach.
Okay.
Indian Rocks Beach.
Okay.
Treasure Island.
Okay.
Gulfport.
Okay.
East Lake.
All right.
Reddington Beach. R-E-D-I-N-G-T-O-N Beach.
Okay.
Tierra Verde, T-I-E-R-R-A-V-E-R-D-E, Tierra Verde.
Okay.
Indian Shores.
Okay.
Bel Air Bluff, B-E-L-L-E-A-I-R Bluff, B-L-U-F-F-F, Kenneth City.
Okay.
Did I give you Reddington Shores?
Yes. Oh, Reddington Beach. Okay. So there's Reddington Shores as well?
Yeah, there's Reddington Shores.
Okay.
South Pasadena.
Okay.
Bay Pines.
All of these are within a 20-mile radius?
Yeah. This is all Pinellas County.
Wow. Okay. And what was that last one?
Bay Pine.
Pine, P-I-N-E?
Yeah, B-A-Y, Pine, P-I-N-E-S.
Okay.
And then,
is that one word or two words?
Two words.
Okay.
There's Bel Air Shore, B-E-L-L-E-A-I-R Shore.
Okay.
Bardmore, B-A-R-D-M-O-O-R Shore.
B-A-R-D-M-O-O-R?
Yeah. Just that, Bardmore.
Okay.
Yep. And then there's two more. Feather Sound.
How do you spell that?
Feather, S-E-A-T-H-E-R, and then Sound, S-O-U-N-D.
Okay.
And Harbor Bluff. Is that one? Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, Bluff. B-L-U-F-F-F. That's it.
Okay. All right. So we have all those cities listed. And they'll customize it. They'll determine within that 20-mile range. Now, as far as the hours of operation, okay, how would you like to promote that on Google?
24 hours? Yeah, 24 hours.
24-hour, okay.
24 hours.
7 days a week?
Yes.
And then the forms of payment you accept?
Everything. Check, cash, credit card. Anything.
Okay. Venmo, Cash App.
Yep. Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, PayPal.
Okay. So, and then we're not creating you a website, right?
No.
Or are we? Okay. Perfect. Okay. So now what we're going to do is we're going to schedule you in for your client interview. Would you be available tomorrow by chance?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. We have 10, 11, 12. We have 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 4 o'clock. I mean, 5 o'clock.
Not 4 o'clock?
No, we don't have 4 o'clock.
Okay, 2 o'clock is fine.
Okay. So just expect, I'm going to actually send you a text message with the 877 number that will be calling you. It's 877-635-6225.
Okay.
And the technician will be calling you between 2 and 3. Like
okay.
I said, it'll only be about a 30 to 45 minute interview, but we do ask that you block out that hour just in case it goes a little bit over, like if you have questions.
Right.
Okay. So I'm sending you an invite via Google Calendar. It's being sent to your email. You don't have to respond to it. It's just for your record.
Okay.
Okay. So that's 11 o'clock Pacific. Perfect. Okay. So now we're going to go ahead and get into billing. Okay. Are you going to secure the position with a business card or is it a personal card?
It's a personal card.
Okay. And
a business debit card.
Oh,
business debit card.
Business debit. So it has your company name on it?
It doesn't. It just has my name.
Oh, okay. And then the address associated with the card?
That's what it says on it, business debit.
Oh, okay.
The address, The address is 2650 Countryside Boulevard, B as in boy, 110 Clearwater, Florida.
Hold on one second. I'm sorry. So I have 2650 Countryside Boulevard, and what's after that?
B as in boy, 110.
B as in boy, 110.
Yep, Clearwater,
okay.
Florida, 33761.
61, okay. All right, and is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right, and I'm ready for those numbers when you are.
5581.
Mm-hmm.
5853.
Mm-hmm.
406-0047.
I think I got a number wrong. Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you. That's 5581-5853-406-0047.
No, let me give it to you again.
Okay.
It's 5581-5853-4406-0047.
Perfect. Okay. And the expiration month and year?
0622.
And then the three digits on the back?
187.
Okay. And then, okay, so we are, let's see here.
And then that name listed on the card is Peter Olalis.
Oh, no, Alex?
No.
Okay. And we are locking you in for $199. Now, I want to confirm here. I can't remember. I'm going to double check here. You do not have a Google business profile as of yet, right? We got that PIN verification code in the mail.
You see one.
Let me double check on that. You do. Yeah, you do have one. Okay. So we don't need to go up.
Well, the one that you're seeing, what address is listed with it and what phone number?
So there's no address listed. It just has Pinellas County. And then the phone number listed is, oh, I can't even see the phone number. It's not allowing me to see the phone number. Oh, there is an address listed. It's 14985 Newport Road.
No, that's incorrect. So that's a different profile for someone else.
Is it? Oh, it's in Clearwater, Florida. 33764. So we're getting you found in 33761, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Well, you know, those zip codes are fine, but let me... There should
be
another Google profile. There should be another one. Let me give you the office address.
Let me try this. Yeah, that's the same. Okay, what's the office address?
14220 66th Street North. And I could have swore I set up a Google profile with that address and my phone number.
No, that's the only one showing up here, is the 14985 Newport Road. And that's for North Air Solutions, Inc. Was that not your address?
Excuse me?
Was that like a previous address of yours?
Which one?
The 14985?
I mean, it's still a good address, but I don't want that being the main address because that's a home address. So I'd rather
We can fix that for you. So if you allow us access to your Google business profile, we can fix any content on there. So we can change that address. That's an easy fix.
Well, what do you think? I mean, because we have multiple locations, so shouldn't we set one up for each location?
That's a great question. So those multiple locations, are they all within that 20-mile radius?
Yes.
They are, okay.
But they're in different cities.
Okay. So let me find out
and
for
I've
you
received
on
those,
that.
And I've received those Google, you know, cards in each location.
You did? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So give me, so what's another location that you're located?
So you got the one, 14985, and then the address I just gave you, the 14220.
Well, let's do the city because I can't find it by address.
Clearwater.
And the zip code is 33761?
Yes.
It's showing the same that's weird. Okay, so let me find out if you would, because I don't think that, I didn't know that you can get PIN verified more than once. I thought it was only once that you get PIN verified. So let me find out from my supervisor.
Kevin, you can do multiple things, right? Yeah, as long as it's own address.
A different address?
Yeah.
Well, if you're PIN verified for different addresses, that's great. The point is, the reason I asked you for that is to see if we need to do that for you. But it looks like you already have it done.
Oh, it doesn't sound like it's complete, so obviously that needs to be corrected.
So, okay. I have Air Solutions, Inc., Clearwater, Florida, 33761. And
right. That
what pops up for that is the 14985 Newport Road, Clearwater, but that's 33764.
Okay.
So the 764 at the 33764 zip code is showing up for the 33761.
Does it all go by zip code?
Yeah. So the way you look it up is your company name, the city, the state, and the zip code. Now, I could try to do a search for your address and see if that changes. I don't know. Let me try that here. 14220 66th Street?
Yes, north.
North, okay. Yeah, that same address is popping up, even for that, when you type that in.
Yes, okay. No, she's saying the same address is popping up.
Like, that's the address that you have listed in those different zip-coded areas.
Uh-huh.
What zip code is the 14220?
Same zip code, 33764. Let me give you my home address. Maybe it's there.
Okay. What's that?
Okay. Because I do see one. It says Google Manager Business Profile, Air Solutions, AIRE Solutions, 2650. Countryside Boulevard, Unit B110, Clearwater, Florida, 33761.
Countryside Boulevard, what's after that?
Yeah, Boulevard is BLVD, and then Unit B110, Clearwater, Florida, 33761.
Yeah, there's no PIN verification for that address. There's no Google Business Profile under that listing. I see, like, the other listings that you have, like the Angie's, Facebook, and networks, but I don't see a Google Business.
Okay, well,
there
is a Google listing for that because he has an account set up for that that's been verified. in the Google Business Profile Manager.
So when I type in the actual address.
Hold on. It's been disabled for some reason.
So obviously we have three different locations. You know, two of them are in the same zip code. One is the other zip code, 33761.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever.
We can fix that for you, right? So what I'm saying is, if you allow us access to if you have that PIN verification, we can fix the content, make sure you're PIN verified in all three addresses. If that's
okay, it's fine.
Okay. So I'll notate that in your account that you want those three different PIN verifications within one, two in the same zip code, one outside of a different zip code.
Okay.
And you want three different addresses shown up.
Okay. Yeah, because this says complete your business profile 65%. So I'll just let you guys finish it.
Okay. That's what we're here for.
All right.
Perfect. Okay, so now let's see here. So we're getting you in for $199, month-to-month, no contract, local only. So I'm going to go ahead and process your payment now here. And
okay.
Alex, once I process payment, your invoice is going to be sent to your via text message and via email, okay? All I need you to do once you receive that invoice, click on it, because attached to it is your terms and conditions that I will need you to sign. Okay?
Okay.
So you should receive that any minute here. So it'll say just click here or click on the link, and then it'll take you to your terms and conditions. And then you scroll down towards the bottom of the page. There's a box for you to sign. Or I'm sorry, a box for you to check, and then you sign your name.
Let's see here. What's your name? Okay, now it's saying username, password.
Perfect. So the username and password is going to be for your customized tracking and reporting system. That's going to be provided to you during your client interview. So you can actually get out of that screen. The login credentials will be provided to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, so you have three separate locations. You want the PIN verification to the same. Okay, so now I am going to send you three different text messages. The first text message is our company contact number. My name is Stephanie. I will be the lead on your account.
Okay.
If for whatever reason you can't get a hold of your account management team, you can always reach me, but that should never happen. You're very prompt.
Okay.
And, oh goodness, what happened? What did I do here? I'll fix that in a second. Okay. And then we're going to send you a five-minute YouTube video. to watch, just going over what we're all about.
Okay.
And then I'm also sending you advanced reporting, okay? So feel free to look those over in your free time. And then I'm also going to send you, next I'm sending you two different emails. The first email I'm sending you is labeled Google Advertising. And essentially what that is everything that we discussed that's included in the package is going to be in writing for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm
Can you send everything that you're sending to my phone? Can you also send it to my email so I can, you know, have everything there and save it?
Well, okay, sure. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
It's just a 5-minute YouTube video. Our contact number is attached to the email as well, towards the bottom of the email.
Okay, good.
So I'll just add that in here. That's not a problem.
All right. And then just that advanced reporting.
Yes. So let me, I'm sending you the Google Business, or Google Business, the Google Advertising. Let me see here. Oh, and then advanced reporting, yes. Thank you. Okay. So the second email I'm sending you is labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. And what that is just walking you step by step how the customized tracking and reporting system is going to work.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Sure. So the second email I'm sending you is labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics, and that's just showing you step by step how your customized tracking and reporting system works, how to navigate it.
Okay.
Super easy. Okay, so the last thing I need to do here before we part ways, Alex, I have to read you what is called a 90-second voice verification. And the reason behind that is because we have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So it actually is an added form of protection for you. Okay?
Okay.
Let's see here. Did I? No, I sent that in a reminder. Okay. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Air Solutions, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Peter Alex Balalas, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 23rd, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $199. This will be a reoccurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So that concludes the voice verification. And, Alex, I would like to be the first to welcome you to Local Splash. Congratulate you for joining the team. We're very excited to have you on board. And I'm confident you will stick with us long term.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, I see here, did you send a text message with question marks?
Did I send a text message?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's strange. I'll figure that out. That's okay. This shows on the 2/12.
Today?
Yeah. That's okay. I just want to make sure. Yeah. So do you have any questions for me at this point?
Not right now. I'm sure I'll come up with questions later, but not right now.
Okay. Any questions that you have, just remember you can jot them down and ask your technician during a client interview. They'll be able to address those for you. And just keep a lookout for that 877 number tomorrow between 2 and 3.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Other than that, all right, Alex. It was so nice talking with you, and I'm very confident you're going to have a successful 2022.
Great. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
All right. You take care.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.